Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our coverage of the NFL Scouting Combine here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And I'm pleased to be joined by NFL Network analyst and, of course, former Eagles scout Daniel Jeremiah, who's one of the best feeds on Twitter at Move the Sticks. And, Daniel, the Eagles had a very productive draft in 2012. You were part of the process. Why do you think it was so successful for the Eagles last season?
Well, first of all, there were good players to choose from, so that makes it a little bit easier. But I think we just zeroed in on some guys we really liked that checked all the boxes. We liked them on tape. We liked the way they worked out. We loved their interviews. So to me, they were just the comfort level there. Sometimes you pick a player and you're a little bit kind of concerned. When you take Fletcher Cox and Michael Kendricks, guys we felt great about, that kind of got us started on the right foot.
It seemed like that Howie Roseman talked about following the board last year, and the Eagles with a number four pick this year, if they continue that and follow the board, where do you think they would be able to go this year in this 2013 draft?
I think there could be a defensive lineman there that could really help him, man. You pair him with Fletcher Cox. To me, I'm a big Sharif Floyd fan. If he were there, I would run the card up. Yeah. Because just I would love to see him. You play this new defense, you put him at one end, Fletcher Cox at the other end. You've got a really dynamic front. And then Star Lotulelei is another one, could be there when they pick. I think he gives them some real power against the run, can push the pocket as a pass rusher. To me, those guys make sense. D. Milliner, the corner, with some issues at cornerback, could be a fit there as well. I like D. I think he's the best corner in this draft. I just don't think he's a traditional top 10 talent in a normal year.
Daniel, as we're following the combine this weekend on NFL Network, who are some of the players who can greatly improve their stock if they get that good 40 time, if they get that great vertical jump or whatnot?
Well, I think I stick with the corner position. I look at two guys, Jonathan Banks from Mississippi State, to me, Xavier Rhodes from Florida State. These are two players that are really good on tape. You love how fluid they are. They can play the ball, very athletic. The question is top speed. So if they can put a good time on the clock this week, I think they'll cement their status as first-round guys.
If you look at Oregon and what they did under Chip Kelly and what he's going to try to do in the NFL, you scouted the Pac-12. You know that area of the country real well. Who are some explosive playmakers that could possibly help on the offensive side of the ball? Where the Eagles want to help at receiver or possibly even a tight end?
Well, there's a lot of options, and I think, you know, maybe not going all the way west, but to me, I look at a guy like Marquise Goodwin from Texas, who is a track star. I mean, the guy was, won the Olympic trials in the long jump. So we're going to see him blaze a 40 out here this week. His stock's going to rise. But to me, Chip Kelly is all about speed, collecting speed. Marquise Goodwin, to me, probably the fastest player in this draft.
You look at the quarterbacks, and certainly the Eagles want to have an open competition at that quarterback position. Who would be a guy that you think could be an ideal fit for what Chip Kelly wants to do here in Philadelphia that's available in the draft?
You know, I think Geno would fit. And I think if they wanted to make that decision to go after Geno Smith, if they feel comfortable meeting with him as a person, I think as a talent, absolutely he could fit in and do what Chip wants to do. He's not as athletic as Mariota that he had at Oregon, but he can run around and make some plays and make plays from the pocket as well. So to me, he's the one that fits. Outside of that, I think you're maybe looking at taking a guy in the fifth, sixth round that's kind of more of a project. To me, stay in the West Coast. Matt Scott, quarterback from Arizona, who was at the East-West game. He's a very athletic kid, can run around, could run that offense. You're just not going to be able to put him on the field right away.
Daniel Jeremiah, you can follow him on Twitter again at Move the Sticks. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.